chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. President Prabowo Subianto is currently having a visit from the Chinese Prime Minister Li Qiang to strengthen parliamentary cooperation between the two countries. On the occasion, Prabowo and also the Prime Minister signing a four memorandum of understanding and eight collaborations in various fields at Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Sunday, May 25, 2025. Chair of the People's Consultative Assembly Puan Maharani in Indonesia met with Chinese Prime Minister Li Qiang to strengthen parliamentary cooperation between the two countries. On the occasion, Puan and Li Qiang discussed current issues regarding the economic political conditions at the regional and global levels. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Mengingat semua yang seperti yang kamu ucapkan sebelum kau tinggalkan aku.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Paul Partohap. Paulus Andreas Partohap Silalahi, or better known as Paul Partohap, is an Indonesian singer and musician born on April 30, 1993. He's also known as the husband of Gita Savitri, Indonesian YouTuber and influencer. Paul began his music career in a debut single featuring Gita called Seandainya, or If Only, released in 2017. After that, he kept releasing more songs. On November 19, 2024, Paul Partohap released a new single titled Vitamin U, which goes viral in social media, including on TikTok. This song is the second release after the full album launching, Lover's Atlas. Paul writes Vitamin U along with Khalisha Ishana, who also becomes the producer. Just like the other songs, Paul writes the song lyrics inspired by his wife, Gita Savitri. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Vitamin U by Paul Partohap. Enjoy!
Hand in hand, for forever side by side. A love so special can we deny? Two souls entwined, I'll pass my power for a little. What would I found you with a smile? I love who I am when I'm with you. May all of me inside of you, all I want is you. There is no capture needed. Reason my body got heated. It's to make you mine. Oh my. Become my new obsession. You really need an addition. Fight to make you. Or you.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Tadi jangan
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
Takkan musnah, terlanjur abadi. Semua yang telah lalu takkan menggontai pilu. Semua tak terlupa, telah terukir nyata. Takkan pernah tergulung untuk menepis bayangmu. Tak berdaya bila harus meninggalkanmu selalu. Abadi takkan pernah tergumam untuk menepis bayangmu. Tak berdaya bila harus meninggalkanmu selalu. Selalu selagi merindu. Tak senada irmamu seraya pindah.
tinggalkanmu selalu, selalu. Selagi merindu
about traditional beverage from all over Indonesia is never ending. One of them is the traditional Riau beverage, which has a unique name, namely Es Laksamana Mengamuk, which roughly translated means the outraged admiral. Even though the name is a little scary and strange, this Riau specialty is very, very fresh. It is actually an iced drink made from coconut milk combined with sugar and quenny mango. Es Laksamana Mengamuk is often seen during weddings and in the fasting month. When the weather is scorching hot, drinking it will make you feel refreshed. It is said that this typical Riau beverage is not only very refreshing, but also good for digestions. The high fiber content of quenny fruit can prevent constipation and other digestive disorders. Vitamin A contained in it is also good for your eyes and endurance. Quenny fruit is also able to meet daily iron needs.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI listeners, I want to know, and I want to share my opinion on this take. We're going to talk about the next song that I'm about to play you. It's from Malik. It's Malik and the Essentials, or maybe Indonesian people always call it Malik because it's too long. The name is probably too long. Called Terdiam, or Silenced. It may sound rough. It sounds like it's harsh, like, oh my god, is this about silencing someone or becoming silent, being silenced by whoever? No, it's actually a romantic song. I know, it come to a surprise to you. The song is actually released in 2005 from their first album, and its genre is actually Indonesian pop. And I think that to have this sort of like kind of controversial title called Terdiam, or Silence, is a bit it's controversial but also funny at the same time, noting that it is a love song. So this love song is actually about how when you like someone and when you have a crush on someone, they are so beautiful in a way, or your crush is too big that you become silent. Because this happened to any of us, to the best of us even. When you are in a state of having a crush on someone, when you like someone, you became in a way kind of nervous, and also it's very nerve-wracking to talk to them. So instead of talking, you choose to be silent. So if you are currently relating to this matter, please share your opinion on this song, or maybe any other song that make you feel like, oh, I'm relating to this. I am not the type of person that can show my affection or can show my love directly, so I show it through songs. And maybe you are the type of someone that cannot be silenced. Instead of being silenced, you are very talkative when you're surrounded by someone you like. So just share your stories and share your opinion on this, and please contact us on our WhatsApp +62821-238-12130 and email voilisteners@gmail.com, and of course on our social media, Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram and TikTok VOI_official. Make sure to tell us what your opinion on this song, and here you go, Mike the Essentials, Terdiam. Enjoy.
Mataku terus tertuju padamu saat kulihat dirimu tersenyum. Ingin aku menyapa, namun ku terdiam, tak kulakukan. Mungkinkah kau pun juga begitu? Ku tahu kau masih malu. Sungguh ingin ku sapa, namun ku terdiam, tak kulakukan. Apa
apakah kau rasakan getaran pada dirimu?
Getaranku,
dirimu,
dirimu,
dirimu. Ku hanya duduk terdiam, nunggu untuk tahu namamu.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles, kindness and love, that's what I feel.
Kau Britney Spears. Oh, oh.
Love You Bibe by The Chung Shooters. Yes, contradictory to the previous song that I played you, Terdiam by Malik The Essentials. This, I think that's why I play this song, The Chung Shooters, I Love You Bibe, because it's very contrast, the difference between of the song. They both are in love with someone, they both like someone, but one, the other one, Malik, they are silenced when they like someone. But compared to the Malik song, the Chung Shooters chose to be so loud about it. I love you, Bibe, I love you, Bibe, and saying it 1,000 times. In a way, that's very, very cheesy, but yeah. So I want to know which one are you, and I am playing this because I just want to engage with our VOI listeners and knowing what's your preference when coming to love. When it's about love, about romance, I want to know which one are you. Or even maybe you are someone who doesn't really care about love and currently focusing on other things. Good for you, listener. Please, I think that love is not one of the most important thing ever. It's one of the most important things in human's life, but not the most important. Remember that. So, if you are more into career, or maybe you like to have adventures without thinking or caring about love life, I have a recommendation for you. After this, I will play you a feature for those of you VOI listeners who are adventurous and planning to have a vacation in Indonesia. I will play you a feature called Walotopo Ende. The title is Walotopo Ende. If you're wondering what is Walotopo Ende and where is that, I will play you this feature, so please enjoy.
Many people may know Ende for Lake Limutu, the three-colored lake with breathtaking beauty. But few people know that Ende has hundreds of different cultures in every region. Therefore, we take you to a tradition village which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Ende, namely Walotopo Village, the city of Argos in Greek story. That's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Ende. Passing through semi-hot mix road along the coast of Nanganesa with waves and sparkling black sand which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Walotopo Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampung. We trace rising path and pass through village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampung, we should meet Bernardus Dei to ask permission. He is Mosalaki, or custom leaders in Walotopo village. He is precisely called Mosalaki Dikasawu, who plays a key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuapu'u, or the origin kampung, where Saoria, or big houses, are situated. There are two Saoria in the village, namely Sao Atalaki and Sao Sue. They are wooden stilt house with rumbia as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement which have existed since the first generation to the seventh.
Rumah ini sudah lapisan ketujuh.
This house is already for the seventh generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic, related to the territory rights of custom law people. It symbolizes working together and unity. This house was built with a ritual ceremony.
Every Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Sao Ria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sao Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sao Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, have three rooms, with each name and function. They are Wajah Buuria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buuria, setelah Buuria Wajah Lulu, yang kedua Wajah Tenda.
There are parts inside the house. They are Wajah Buuria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda. The first one is inhabited by the first child because Bu itself means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the ancestors' heritage objects. There is also a place for Musalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there is a place for Musyawara, or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same both in the left and the right side.
Begitu pula sebelah kiri dan kanan, sama, sama semua posisinya, seperti hitungannya.
To build and renovate the traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies, which need high cost, at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount revealed by Bernardus Day. Although most of Wolotopo villagers are plantation farmers, they are willing to pay big amount of fund for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sao Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged with traditional ceremony. The spun rope yarn was used to pull pegs of wood called Tai Telu Lolu. Then people break down the house and held a traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut, which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called Lea Laku to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Upacara Lea Laku itu di mana para tukang dengan
Lea Laku ceremony is when construction workers clear location both in kampung and in the forest. They should give food in four directions to stay away from bad luck and obstacles. They give offering to the ruler of the forest before cutting the woods. An animal is given a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do Tenda Sao ceremony. The all-night-long ceremony featured Tandak and Gawi dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put Leke Pera, house pole, with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction, where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including waving or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
Telah melakukan pemasangan leke para, dilanjutkan pemasangan untuk balok untuk buat tenda rumah.
After putting leke para, putting blocks for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and constructing are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for this house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forests, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Nio, Poke Muku, and Gawi Kea are held in Keda Kanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Mosalaki in Wolotopo village. Keda Kanga is a place where their ancestor did worship with one stone monument named Musumasi. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Wolotopo village. Besides, there are stone graves which have existed for hundreds of years in Keda Kanga. The graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Mosalaki.
Keda Kanga, rumah tempat pemuja berhala oleh seluruh para Mosalaki.
Keda Kanga is a place where Mosalaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The central circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. People put offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Mosalaki in a kampung center called Puse Nua in Leo language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Mosalaki do Tandak and Gawi dance accompanied with Go Lamba traditional music to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Wolotopo traditional village. A traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
Wolotopo Ende, so how is it? Are you interested to come to Ende, especially experiencing the rich culture of Wolotopo Ende? So if you're tuning in for a while with me, you know that we've been talking about what kind of person there are, various type of people. There are people that more focus on their love life, but I'm currently talking to those of you who not really care about the love life, but you guys love to spend time outside doing adventures, and maybe you can say that you are an adventurous person. I have a recommendation for you aside from the feature that I just played you, which is Ende, because I think Indonesia has a lot of beautiful places with rich culture, but only several of them are being highlighted to the foreigners or internationally. For example, Bali, Labuan Bajo, and Raja Ampat. All of foreigners may be are already familiar with this type of places, but Indonesia actually has a lot more to offer. And one of them is Ende, of course, and also two of them is Ende, and one of them is Likupang. Where is it? What is Likupang? I'm sure that it's not very familiar even to Indonesian. So, North Sulawesi is a province in Indonesia that is well known for its stunning natural attractions. The beaches, the mountains, and lush forests are the highlights that make this destination special. One of the best places you can find here is Likupang Beach. So, Likupang Beach is located in North Sulawesi. The beach is located in northernmost part of Sulawesi and is just 85 kilometers away from Manado, specifically in a district called Likupang. From the first time you lay eyes on Likupang Beach, you will be stunned by its marvelous and vast white sandy beach. It also has beautiful clear seawater and also offers several other tourist attractions. In addition, you can also dive to witness the underwater scenery that will hypnotize you. You think that that's only it? No. From Manado, you can use public transportation from Pasi or Paal bus station, that the bus will take you directly to the Likupang bus station. If you travel in groups, you better use your own vehicle or choose a car. That, of course, in Manado, there's a car rental services that you can use, since this beach is relatively far away from the heart of the city. So if you are the type of person that you're not really a city girl, when it comes to vacation, you are looking for places that are more into nature and far from the heart of the city, the main city, this is a great choice for you. The main attraction in the area is actually the white sandy, along with the pristine water that aligns with the green hills seen from a distance, and it's already enough for Likupang Beach to take your breath away. Here you can snorkel, dive, and also fish around the area, so I'm pretty sure the biodiversity there is still pretty much being taken care of, well taken care of. And the crystal clear water has once stunned locals and Indonesia's World Wildlife in 2007 because a green sea turtle was seen in the area. Wow. The presence of rare species like this is a sign that the ocean ecosystem of northern Sulawesi is in a good condition. Yes, just like I said, the biodiversity and also the ecosystem there is pretty much really good, because it's seen that there are green sea turtles, that maybe it's a rare sighting to see a green turtle in the sea. Due to these clear waters, it is a favorite place for people to dive and snorkel in. So again, we don't only have Bali or just Labuan Bajo and Raja Ampat. Like northern Sulawesi, we have Likupang Beach to explore. So make sure to check out Likupang Beach if you're planning to come to Indonesia, or maybe you are an Indonesian that plans to go somewhere when you're having this vacation. I think this is a really good option for you.
Kehabisan cara untuk jelaskan padamu, mengapa sulit untuk lupakanmu. Aku kehabisan cara untuk gambarkan padamu, kau di mata dan di pandanganku. Coba sehari saja, satu hari saja, kau jadi diriku. Kau akan mengerti bagai mana ku melihatmu mengagumimu menyayangi. Dari sudut pandangku, dari sudut pandangku, aku kehabisan cara untuk gambarkan padamu, kau di mata dan di pandanganku. Seandainya satu hari bertukar jiwa, kau akan mengerti dan berhenti bertanya-tanya.
katanya.
Coba sehari saja,
satu hari saja, kau jadi diriku,
kau akan mengerti,
kau akan mengerti bagaimana ku melihatmu.
Coba sehari